What's your name?
Alden Nelson.
Alden Nelson?
Yes.
Where are you from?
Oakland, California.
How long have you lived here?
All my life, with the exclusion for a year, I moved out of state for school.
Oh, where'd you go?
Dayton, Ohio.
How'd you like that?
It was like a love-hate relationship.
You're back, right?
Yeah.
What part of Oakland are you from?
East Oakland.
Where?
80s.
80s. 80, well, this 80s, is the 80s.
86.
86, okay. Okay. And who are you? How do you see yourself?
Who am I? I'm chill. I'm the quiet type, athletic type. Just to know me, I'm like the best person alive, but get on the wrong side, like the worst person ever.
I feel it. What do you, are you a student? Or are you?
I'm a student athlete. I do work. Yeah.
What kind of athlete?
Track and field from Merritt College, and I also play basketball as well.
Do you identify yourself as an athlete, or is it just something you do?
I identify myself as an athlete.
Okay, that's cool. And how did you arrive to where you are now? So in other words, tell me about how you became the person you are now and where you are in the stages you are.
Well, I had a troubled past, mainly like junior high, and I tried to take that route, but I have a supporting cast that stopped me immediately. So school and sports really kept me on track, and I have goals. So
who's part of your supporting cast?
Well, it's my grandmother, and then when I was a senior, I met Miss Regina, and she's been like a second mom to me.
And what are your goals? You said you have goals that are keeping
so,
you on track.
Right now, I'm in my second year of Merritt College. I'm about to finish and get my associate's degree and with my AA in social and behavioral science. And then I plan on going to a trade school first and get hands-on with engineering, and then go to Cal State Los Angeles and major in engineering.
Nice. Very cool. So living in Oakland, what does gentrification mean to you?
Can you break that down a little bit to me?
In terms of people from out of the area moving into Oakland and sort of their presence in Oakland, assimilating and taking over the neighborhood in a way, what does that mean to you? Have you noticed that? Does that impact you at all?
Well, it doesn't impact me necessarily because I like diversity. However, it's like I don't like when, say, like something was how it was on part A, and then someone from part B come over and take over A, and it messes up everything completely. So it's like I don't want my neighborhood to change just because someone with a lot of money comes in. I want it to stay the same.
Definitely. Stay the same in terms of what?
Like the mom and pop shops that everyone goes to and they love, and like even the quote unquote gangsters go to, but they keep them in check for the youth. Some of them are starting to disappear now. I'm getting run off the streets because of it.
I feel it. And how is living in Oakland in the 80s over here, how has that impacted your life?
Let's see, where do I begin? Well, for the most part, I stay with my grandmother, so she's keeping me out of a lot of trouble. However, I'm in between streets where there's a lot of gang violence, and over the past summer, it was two deaths back to back, one like a block ahead of me. And that day, I was traveling in that direction, and it was a massive shootout. However, I did miss it. And then a few days later, it was a shooting around the corner where my older brother was. He missed it as well. So it's like sometimes you can be in a wrong place, but then again, like you change your mind in a quick second and get out of it. And it can be a good neighborhood. It's just surrounded by a lot of bad people.
Yeah.
So.
And how do you think that's made you grow or change as a person? Do you think it contributes to any key qualities or characteristics that you have?
Well, it makes me stay on my heels and more alert. than I was before. Because I used to be this chill, be like, whatever happens, happens. Now it's like, I'm over 18, I'm 20 now. I'm almost done with junior college, about to transfer. And it's like, any little thing, it can really knock me off the good track. And I don't want that to happen. And I have to set an example for the youth, because I used to tutor here. And also for my little brother, who's about to graduate soon. So
yeah, definitely will go the right way. And what do you love most about your community?
The sports, how they super supportive, especially when the Warriors won. We had like over a million people.
Beautiful.
It's over a million people. Like, that was crazy. And now they're still undefeated. The Raiders are doing good.
That's the most exciting thing.
Right. Coming back to EOYDC is beautiful now.
Like, oh, man.
Man, I love it here. I wish I could come back and tutor, but my class schedule is too busy. So, besides the supportive cast, I love the diversity here. Like, I love it.
That it is beautiful, especially during like the Warriors parade and everything. Yeah. So many different faces and people. It's super cool. And is there anything that you would change about your community? If you could, what?
If I could, I would have to like decrease racism and the violence in my community. Because I was taught to like love all. Like, right. You love me, I love you back. Like, I just, you can be pink and I still love you. Or you can be gay and I still love you. Like, that does not bother me whatsoever. It's not about your appearance. It's what's inside your heart. And I just feel like, because, like, past 2-3 years, I lost a few close friends of mine. And that really made me hate Oakland. But Oakland didn't kill them. It's the people inside of Oakland that killed them. So it just put me up on games. Like, I just can't hate the city that I'm from. It made me who I am today. And if it wasn't for that city, I don't know who I would be.
Definitely. So with all that, what is it that's kept you here?
Family, supporting, and the supporting cast.
So if you had the chance to leave once,
yes.
Was it Oakland that drew you back, or Iowa, Idaho?
Ohio.
Ohio. I was close with the, with the letters. Was it Ohio that sort of drew you away from being there?
Or well,
Oakland that brought you back?
If you've never been to Ohio, I can break it down to you a little bit. It's country, but they don't like to be identified as country. Everything is spread apart, so like Dayton, Ohio has like little inner cities, like how we have little inner cities. So like the main city is 30 minutes away and it's covered by a lot of grassland and it's a lot of rednecks. So it's like, if you've never seen one before, you like freeze up and like you wouldn't say anything. You just do what you gotta do.
Right.
However, the weather out there is beautiful. It snows, but it's like I didn't have a lot of resources that I can have here. Out there, simply because of my color of my skin, and I used to have dreads too, so it was just, I fall into that stereotype.
So it was more, couldn't be there then.
Yeah, I just didn't fit in, even if I tried.
So if you had the chance to leave Oakland again, would you?
Yes.
Not to Ohio?
Definitely not to Ohio, but yes, I would definitely leave.
Why?
Well, I want to major in engineering, so I'm going to be a lead designer and start up my own car company.
In LA for that.
Yes, definitely.
All right. If you were to stay, would you? You said you want to come back and like mentor EOYDC again. But class schedules are preventing you from doing that.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the point, though, of coming to EOYDC, so that you have too many classes to come back. So. He said, your hopes for your future, become an engineer on your own car shop. Would you move back to Oakland after doing that?
Yes. I was actually thinking about that a few days ago. I'm like, because I see a lot of property here that's not being used. And I was like, what if I can turn it into like where I can sell car parts or have a car manufacturer in Oakland to increase the revenue and bring more money to Oakland School District instead of like putting it out towards like Piedmont or towards the other schools.
Yeah, cool. And would that be in the next 10 to 20 years or further down?
I'll say 10 to 15. That's the goal. It depends on how fast I can get down this engineering.
But yeah. You have a plan.
Yeah.
And did you bring a photo with you today?
Oh, I didn't. I didn't know we were supposed to.
No. It's okay. Here's a photo that represents Oakland to you or that means something about you living here.
No, I didn't even bring one.
It's okay. So you can just tell me, what does Oakland mean to you?
Oakland is like, it's like track and field. It's like a love-hate relationship. It's like there's some days where you absolutely love it because of the people, the food, the culture, the music, the girls as well. But then again, there's reasons to hate it. The violence, hatred towards between our own races and other races. The level of disrespect that people put towards not only amongst themselves, elders and the police.
Mm-hmm.
As well as not funding the schools properly.
Yes. So it's like track and field.
Yeah.
You love it when you win, but hate leg day, huh?
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, that pretty much sums it up. Do you have any other feelings or thoughts or hopes for Oakland?
Well, I just really hope that Oakland can get it together because I'm tired of losing friends, and it's really sad. Yeah, that's really it.
All right. Well, that's about it. Thank you. That wraps it up.